with youth may experiment with the new forms and acquire new insights for more effective service in local congregations. A place apart where others in the church may renew their youth and find unique opportunities for constructively confronting the challenges that face the church, the nation, and the world. In the majesty and seclusion of the mountains, Holden Village would implement its purpose as first a retreat center for older youth and young adults. Number two, a community where families may study youth work in a family context. Number three, a training center for pastors, professional workers, and volunteer workers with youth. Number four, a locale which provides a special ministry for the uniquely gifted. Number five, a village of worldwide significance where Lutherans of many nations may renew their faith. Number six, a place to which other Christian groups willing to enter into the spirit and discipline of the village may come. Number seven, a setting for studying the wonder of the mountain wilderness. This corporation shall be non-profit and exclusively educational and religious in nature, organized and operated exclusively for the educational and religious purposes indicated, and shall not carry on propaganda or otherwise attempt to influence legislation or any political issue or campaign on behalf of any candidate for public office. I might say the last statements here are particularly tied in with the fact that we are on grounds which belong to the Forest Service Department.
Is there a reason for being here?
And we're tax exempt.
No, non-profit corporation.
Yes, sir. Is there anything here that reflects with what we've done, or has something been left out in line with our new school? When was this written, by the way? Can you tell us?
Yes, how old 1963, January 26th. 63,
2 years ago, roughly, this time.
2.5 years ago.
This was a guess at what might happen in the future, and what do you think? Has it been a good one or not? Kurt?
I
have no, I think we've met many of these objectives. The only phrase in this whole thing, and maybe you don't want this brought up now because we only got half an hour, but I think is an unfortunate phrase, and it because of many of the ramifications in the West and the Midwest and East, is this a place apart? And I think we have to look again. There are many, to this it offers sort of an escape, it's way out there, and I think that our idea of a worshiping or wilderness community is a better one. And I'll just throw that out.
That's good to start things going. How long do we want to meet yet, by the way? There's a boat leaving at 4:18, I think it is.
5:00.
5 p.m., and it's now 25 minutes, it's 35 minutes until that time, when Kent Backstrom and Hinderly go down the river, so to speak.
Further.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shall we just stay here another 15 minutes or so?
Well, I certainly want any kind of clarity on any of this before I leave. I'm not going to leave. My daughter is not expecting me on confirmation. This is simply a miraculous meeting to me that we've done this. And I don't even have a reservation on the plane night. I've got it tomorrow night. So just take your time if there's any issue here that needs clarity or anything, and I'll stay.
I mean, all right, let's stay with this discussion.
If there's anything here.
These other chaps must go. Okay, on this point.
I had not heard of Holden Village until I was appointed to the board for Holden Village. And so I'm very new and very green, and I bring, with whatever value it might have, that viewpoint. I would say that as a Midwesterner, and as this being a new idea to me, the phrase, a place apart, appeals to me rather than offends me. It doesn't make me feel way out there any more than, you know, the fact that I know the fact of life, that it is a couple of thousand miles, and that I'd have to pay my way to get there. This is a thought which I thought about very seriously coming into this part of the country before I thought of coming to Holden Village. And I speak as a customer here, if we can use that term. I don't think that the phrase, a place apart, is at all unfitting. I rather like it. And again, as a personal reaction, if others in the Midwest react, I think it would be appealing rather than something that would keep people away.
Where?
I just mentioned that in the brochure that we've set up in Rough, and also in the display, which has been made up by Gene Swihart for display at banquet and so forth, we've carried through a little bit of a theme of a wilderness community. Here, maybe this was mentioned. Did you mention it, sir?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I didn't really probably state that because there's part of this thinking. I think there's another point here. We're trying to involve the villages apart. I mean, the physical location of it, you can't help but feel, you know, there had been a TV or anything up here. Isn't that wonderful? But in addition to that, still, we want these young people to face their problems in the context of a real world. And that's why we have varied people in here. And one of the things we worried about from the beginning was this mountaintop experience. And it can generally come to be this. I think one example of what a mountaintop experience is not ours, and thank goodness it isn't, is the CFO group, who hug each other to death while in the village and then don't speak to each other on the way down on the boat. And some of you haven't been here during there, you don't understand that, but it's literally true. It just happens here. I don't think we need to publicize the place apartness outside. That happens, we know it does. But I think this idea of a wilderness community or a worshiping community, this wasn't just my idea, it was a feeling of many of them up here, at least when I was here on the staff this year, but this phrase was rather unfortunate.
I'll just give a little background here for the newer members. When we first got the village, we hashed over at length whether we would change the name from Holden, and we talked very much about Hidden Village, as you recall. Finally decided to leave it at Holden and add the word village to give this sense of community. And I think the phrase, a place apart, was nobody's in particular, but it was given to give some feeling of a retreat.
It was a phrase of a particular guy who never really was a part of the board.
Right?
He came in as an advisor on publicity. And it was from PLU. It was
Peterson.
Peterson.
Yeah. And I'm not... And actually, our first brochure, the green one that came out, didn't say a place apart. It referred something about wilderness. And I don't think that we should get so attached to one term or another. In some of our publicity, we could say a wilderness community. Another place, you could say a place apart or what have you. I don't think we should get so tied to a certain phrase or what have you.
For a while, this was becoming a phrase that it seemed that every time you saw something about the village, it said, you know, articles in the magazine, it said a place apart. That seemed to be the second line, Holden Village, a place apart. And I just hope that this didn't become the second line.
If there's no other speaker, are you...
I just want to say one thing, that when two of our very keen and sensitive and poetic spirits, George Utek and Paul Rustin, hassled this around, they stayed with it, not because we'd used it, but because it was biblical and because it could communicate. And that's why they stayed with it. But they too felt there was no reason why we had to hang this on ourselves at every occasion. But it just made it sort of handle for it. No, I haven't.
How about violation of our principles? Do we read down through this or anything? Do you think won't stand up for another year? That's what I think that's really our purpose here. If there's anything stated here that doesn't look good in terms of what we're publicizing today, is that true?
Well, we stress this wilderness community as there's an element of boredom in all publicity when you live with it all the time, and I suppose you're going to find some sense of bouncing around the new expressions that give it the same quality and the same, you don't change the content just because you change the phrase.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
May we ask the question, what are we doing with number 3 specifically? A training center for pastors, professional workers, and volunteer workers with youth. I mean, are we training them to be more effective with youth back in their parish? If so, how especially?
Well, this experience we had here, three different relations, was related two or three times on Werner set of two. Someone left here and went back and did a terrific job in the community that hadn't been done for, in the congregation that hadn't been done for some time. Bash is the next speaker.
Yeah, I speak just for a moment to that. I think there have been groups that have come up here specifically for that task as far as that goes, but then in general, the notion was that the village and its renewing kind of quality, I mean, renewed a man to a task, and that this was primary rather than making a technique-ridden kind of...
Mm-hmm. Without structuring it too heavily on that. But.
And the other thing, I mean, I sort of clarify, maybe our discussion was roaming sort of badly there earlier because I misunderstood, but would the answer that you were seeking about high schoolers center in the fact that maybe someone should be devoted particularly to ministering to them while they were here? Would that be this?
I like John Phillips's
point. And so this sort of is
that
moving
would take
on.
Care of
yeah, because I have no, I don't want to, yeah, okay.
I may say our chaplains, and we have them do this, and the Vespers especially are always this, because we have children there too. So the Vespers always are there, and the Bible studies. Some of the discussions, no, but we this year we were better. We kind of restrained ourselves when we'd go off on natural law or something and get back again.
Elder and then Don. Try to be real brief. I think if we're trying to communicate what Holden is, more important than the phrases that we've been kicking around perhaps is to try to give a picture of a typical day and what it offers for different kinds of people. Now, I know this changes as the summer progresses, right?
Fairly much the same, though. I mean, we always give a typical day even in the bulletin, because this does help, as you suggest.
This, I think, is a lot more vital to communicate than a phrase as to where it is. Mm-hmm. Just give a community idea.
Well, my only comment here was, again, just the background. These articles of incorporation, as I remember the theory behind this, as Vern stated it, was that we would initially set up as broad a scope as possible and then evaluate it like we have today. And I think we'd be in a better position to evaluate it, say, 2 years from now than we are today. But that we wouldn't be going back and forth to the Secretary of State with these changes all of the time, and that eventually, by setting it up broadly enough, and then when we felt we had finally gelled as to where we were going, we could make a revision.
I think one of the reasons for this was not so much as to keep revising this, just to use an example, but to give the board direction and to have expression from the members of this board toward what the place should be and could be.
Well, perhaps it's very unfortunate that the board has to have a seminary on its youngest members, because I'm very touchy about item number 7, because I think it is almost being carried out to an extreme from what I've heard related to me at any rate about what the experience at Holden Village has meant. This, I only say this because when I come here, it seems to me that perhaps this place, more than any other place I've ever been, except perhaps in the mountains of Norway, has impressed me with God's creative activity and what He can and does do. But yet, and it doesn't make any difference how long I look at the mountains out here. They are only mountains. They're only something that has been created, and they are in no way to be identified with the creator of these mountains. And I really have been unimpressed, or I have been negatively impressed, by people who have come to the village and have come out with a sense of the thing that, well, folks, God is up there in the grass and in the trees and stuff like this, you know. And this is a danger, I'm sure, that we run any time that we do meet in, quote, a place of harm. I feel certain that this is not the the theology that is expounded here. If it is, I just jump up and down and scream violently from now until it's just, you know, completely eradicated. But I think we always have to be aware of the danger that we run in a place like this of getting this particular type of a viewpoint over to some of the people who come. Yeah, it's just something I want
to speak to this again. This item was put in there also that if one of our Christian or one of our Lutheran colleges were to find some expression, teaching in the field of geology or biology, this door would be open. Also, I think that this was stated there for the benefit of the Forest Service to a certain extent, that it would give us as broad a usage of the facility, of the land, etc., as possible.
But I'm
in total agreement with what you say, and you just know that this happens.
And this is my only concern. I don't mind the wet state or anything else. I just think it reminds us to be aware of this.
I am a Barth scholar myself, and you can imagine who might be on the Barth. Don't worry, Bob. We get this cleared up. And if you've been in previous board meetings, we've only had one where this had to be settled once and for all while I've been here, and it was settled. And I made for my own working principles, which are in your minutes somewhere, that the first thesis here is that our captivity is overwhelmed by the proclamation of Jesus Christ.
Little doubt about that.
Yeah, I have the same feeling on this, but it's very easy. And one of our hymns in our red hymnal also emphasizes God is in the trees and the grass.
Oh, yeah. One hymn.
Pantheistic emphasis. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think we can be alert of it, but we must remember that number 7 was put there because of a specific situation, as he indicated.
Just a quick word, but I think the wilderness community is ideal in the sense that the wilderness that we experience here is not too different from the wilderness we experience in the daily life, and that there is a remarkable identity between these two, or this term, which is very descriptive of what's here, and the term below. And that, it seems to me, fuses the two things. And I mean, it's a phrase that came from Gene Fired, I understand. Mm-hmm. I think it's terrific.
Besides, there are no mountains in Kansas.
Do I take this discussion to mean that maybe next year I shouldn't have a series of lectures on finding God in the mountain?
What? You're not going to do that again? You would be real excited being up here, because one of the dandy debates this summer was between Paul Hain and Laverne Rieke on law, large, a capital letter or small letter, and it was a real good one.
Say, there's a line forming up at the business office now for those who want to be founders before they get on the pulpit today. Karen goes crazy when people come up there and want to be founders. If you would like to, this would be a better time than having to write in later.
or saves me gas getting to your hall.
We see through that.
She's
willing to take those reservations, I guess, in case you don't have the dollars with you.
Yeah, and along with the founder sign-up sheet, they could sign up right away for the Holden Association. I think it'd be nice if we had all the board members at least on the association.
At least
more minutes until we have to leave.
You don't have to pay right now, so go now and pay later.
I'll stay overnight.
Is our credit good?
Just a reminder to those of us who have round-trip tickets and are not going back on the boat, that we should turn those in so the other half of the ticket that can be used.
To whom? Werner?
Karen
has them.
No, I take the boat tickets. Mm-hmm.
Camp is filling next year. If you'd like to make a reservation today, this would be saved probably.
but maybe in a month.
Yeah, we won't need a
maybe.
Do we have anything else on this, we'll call, on this item, Larry?
Let's call for it.
You fight it out.
Thank you.
We're adjourned. I think we got a fine meeting. I think that there's been lots of talk here, back and forth, some minorly critical, some praise. I think everything we learned about ourselves, about the village and so forth, should be kept in mind and not looked on lightly. And then we'll look forward to another fine year.
Bless you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for a very fine meeting. Very well conducted.
May we close then with the same spirit that we've been in retreat at the same time that we've been in business session with our friend Bill. You may like us to gather around the fireplace.
Yeah, we could. This could be.
Yeah.
A little worried and concerned when I was cut off on my discussion was Holden Village for the renewal of the church. I don't know if it ever ends something like that. And then I'm always glad we only have a few minutes because then maybe it doesn't take so long. But then you need more preparation. But I think in the spirit of our board meeting, we would like to adjourn. And I think that in the Bible, I always criticize somebody when they take a verse out of context. I'm not only going to take a verse out of context, but I'm going to take a part of a verse. For God so loved the world that he gave. 9 words. Everybody tries to wrap up your theology, if we can use this term, in a matter of a few words. And I wonder if we were to sit for a moment and contemplate on these 9 words, for God so loved the world that he gave. The last word, of course, would be the key. And I think that you couldn't understand the last word without a concept of what it means by the word love. And in our little retreat session, we've talked a great deal about love, faith, some faith. Somehow got involved in this, not directly. Our last session on fellowship encompassed the word love, and I think it also encompasses the tremendous concept of freedom that we have. And to me, freedom was so closely tied in, as Pastor Nelson said, in this term of responsibility. And I wonder if we look at that, for God so loved the world that he gave. This subject of giving, of course, implies a tremendous amount of discipline. It also implies this concept of responsibility. I think that God only relates himself to us, or can convey or can do anything for us in this concept that he gave himself. We know that as man sinned, he was separated from God. It was not God's intention then that man should be separated from him. So somehow he set up this law that we are not to question or try to understand. The wages of sin is death. There can be no forgiveness of sins without death and the shedding of blood. This is the law of God, and God then fulfilled the requirements for forgiveness in the giving of self. That is, God gave himself in his son. And we could dwell on this a great deal. I often think of my own son, that it would be a tough thing to give him up. Probably tougher than to give myself up. So even there's a lot of depth of meaning here. But one of the significant things that was stated here is that we came here to this board meeting just as we are. We came here with our tremendous intellect, qualified with a statement that we came here with our tremendous amount of, what was the word? Ignorance or unintelligence. There's a lot of truth to that, isn't there? We came here with our preconceived notions. Truly, I would say, Man, I would say, is only fit for service in that somehow he's able to mimic that which God did, God gave. I think this is what God, in Scripture, tells you and I to do. He tells us to give. And we can only be, I think, in a spiritual sense, contributors in the kingdom, in that we must give ourselves. Now, this is something that I don't think man can do by himself, but this is something that God does help you and I to do. For the Christian, we must experience death, even as Christ died. For us to die is for Christ to live. This is scripturally sound. And I think in our own personal lives, our prayer always has to be that we will certainly, day by day, die unto ourselves. The ego gets involved here. I don't want to get tied up in a lot of the psychology. But I always think that as I live in my own personal life, in the temptations of the devil, the world, and I underline my own flesh, how can I be of service? So day by day, we die. In our death, we live. And I think that as Holden ministers to the village, or the people come here, somehow it's got to convey this tremendous concept of death, of the individual. We must, in death, which I think we can say, this is giving. This is how God gave himself in a significant fashion to us. He gave himself and his son. It was in this giving that God found life for us. It is in our giving of self that in the spiritual sense then that we find life. And this must be the message of the village. It must be the message of the church, especially as we go into the area of stewardship. And I think that we all ought to be good stewards in life. And I don't see how a person can support the work of church, of the church or of Christ without really dying. And this concept of gift, the giving of oneself, is in reality a gift of God. You and I don't die unto ourselves without God's strength in us, the indwelling of God's Spirit within us. And I think as we reach out for this truth, God does help us daily to die. I think of the youth boards here. It would be tough for the boards to die, to turn over the village to some other department. But I would say this probably is something that we always ought to consider. In the last prayer we'll offer today, which is Carol's prayer for the village, I think found on 231, prayer 96, is it? That's right. Maybe we could pass around the books and we'll pray that prayer together. The prayer, when we get to it, leaves this tremendous amount of unknown. And yet, I think that men can walk into darkness as long as there is a light, as there is light. And sometimes it isn't so tough to walk on a glacier if you know you got a rope on you. And a man behind you that's alert and attentive. And I think as we proceed in the area of the village and its ministry, we too have a rope upon us, and one who is quick and alert, namely Jesus Christ. But we must, in this concept of stewardship, the giving of ourselves, be willing to die unto self. I think in the full ministry of the village, I think the significant, as we look at the village years from now, try to evaluate what good we've done. We're going to, I would say, like I've told Carol a lot of times, you're going to find out what good you've done in the village in terms of what other people give when they go out of the village. And this means your money, too. This is, show me your pocketbook and I'll tell you about your soul. There's a lot of truth to this statement. And that we need not to hide our face in shame. when we teach people to be good stewards and to give of their money, because in this way we're teaching them to give of their life, which is a day-to-day thing that we mature in, dying daily. So for God so loved the world that he gave his Son, that we should have eternal life. I don't know how many more minutes we have. I hope that we might close with prayer from individuals. We probably could go right around the circle would be a good way. I think this has been a real good board meeting. It's been a good spirit. We've had a great year, and I think that we can approach the next year in confidence that God is our God, that we are his people, that he is even going to be as gracious in the future as he has in the past. I think we ought to pray before we leave for a gift of one who would give himself in the area of promotion and publicity. This was a concern of the board. I think we ought to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit working in the lives of Carol and Werner for courage and strength. And I think that our concerns are always for a firm basis of financial support. I think we ought to pray for the work campers who in reality come to the village to minister. They do this by giving themselves in the labor of this village. Ought we not to pray for the faculty and staff for the coming year? And then I think last of all, ought we not to pray that our own lives shall, from now till we meet again, be lived to the degree that we really express our thankfulness for all that's been done in the past? There are basically 7 petitions here. Would it be fitting that we, if individuals want to join in, just briefly in a prayer here for the area of promotion and publicity for God's guidance in this area? Herb, would you?
Our Father, we ask that you would truly make us as wise as the sons of this world as we seek to proclaim. Let us remember that the best promotion is a life that is lived in thee, and when we crucify ourselves and you show through us. Lead us to those people who would help us to spread the message with very great heart. In Jesus' name.
My good and gracious God, with you. Pray that thou wilt undergird both Carol and Warrior in this coming year. Give them courage, O God, sufficient for the task that is theirs. We pray that they will always sense the oneness that is ours in Christ, as we are joined here together in a complete circle, bound together by the power that is given to us through thee. May our strength be their strength. Help us to bear, O God, individually, the burdens of their task in the days to come. This we ask in the name of Christ our Lord. Don, would you carry us, lead us down on the basis, prayer for the financial basis of support?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee, first of all, for the Spirit these days together, and for the Spirit which the village exudes. We thank thee for those who are interested in the village, in word and deed, and we do pray for those stewards who have supported and who do give support in the future. We pray for thy blessing and upon these givers, many of whom we do not know, most of whom we do not know, and that we as a board might be faithful stewards ourselves and also faithful stewards as we work and as we extend gifts given for the furtherance of thy kingdom. We thank thee for the opportunity for this fellowship, and above all for the opportunity to serve in one small niche in thy great kingdom here on earth. Bless us as we go on our homeward way. Give us safe journeys. And may we come from this meeting refreshed in the unity of spirit and enthusiasm and optimism as we press on toward that high calling.
Amen. He's a pastor's son. He carried a prayer for the work campers and the giving of themselves in this ministry.
If your God is hard and not just love to pray, we look with marvel and awe at what thy spirit has done. We're grateful that you do alone build far more than ever we dream. Should be done, could be done. We pray, O Father, those who have been here this summer and have felt thy healing touch and thy inspiring presence, might even at this very moment see these ways by which they can live out their gratitude and say thank you for their relationships with others. We pray this in our name.
In silent prayer, would we be concerned at this moment for next year's faculty and staff? And for our own days of service, help us to appreciate all that has been done for us. Help us to know, O God, thy blessings of the past, and have the confidence that thou art our God tomorrow, that thy blessings are ever before us. We thank thee for this day, for this spirit, for the oneness that is ours in Christ, for the high calling that is ours, for the strength that thou givest to die to ourselves, to literally destroy ourselves that we might live. This we ask in Christ our Lord. And shall we pray all together the prayer then? On page 231, 96.
Who has called us thy servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, and through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing whither we go, but only that thy hand is leading us, and thy love supporting us, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be with us all. Amen.
May I, as your director, just say thank you, not least. I don't think doubted your backing of Werner and myself, but sometimes we wondered about your backing of the village. We're grateful for this meeting that leaves us in no doubt. For your lining up with Karen now, which will leave us in less doubt still.
Mr. Chairman, this is an addendum. One thing that we really overlooked that I mentioned to you last night, and that is that Harvey is going to be leaving here after a period of 2 or 3 years' service. Is made a tremendous contribution to the village, and I thought it would be appropriate if this would be recognized in our minutes.
I think we should reconvene for just a moment.
I'll give you a copy of the letter I wrote for your minutes, which I wrote with, he has been a tremendous person. He's personified the kind of person we want here, and I communicated this to him, if you would like that.
Well, I don't know
that
we have, should it be read right now? I think it should be.
Do you
have it right
I
now?
Don't have it right here because I have a copy back in my file in Minneapolis.
Since we reconvened, could you state roughly what the letter says, and then we'll act on it and say we give this board sanction and we appreciate everything he's done. And we'll do it this way. Were you thinking of something monetary?
No.
Just
an expression of recognition.
Could you tell us what the letter said?
Yes, I think it wasn't long. I haven't had that kind of time, but it was certainly perfect. I said if I could write these in letters of gold and put them in a foot high, I would. But he had identified with the village in his total concern that he had not only gone a second mile in his own task, doing with competence that for which he was called, and taking hold on other areas of life wherever there would be. Not only did his full day labor at his task plus, but he was in the snack bar at night to create fellowship and to give a sense of community. He was insisting on a 6:30 Bible study, and he was always there to enjoy it for himself, having insisted on. And he knew the aching hearts that came here, and he was a place where they could find a refuge. And he was one top kind of person.
And we move on behalf of the board somewhat as appreciation for his services in 2 years, is that right?
Two summers and one winter.
And a considerable change in our whole maintenance program as far as vehicles are concerned. Apparently he brought them from mediocre vehicles to a first-class condition.
Not least monetary gifts to the village, too.
Well, I make the motion that our secretary, Pastor Lunder, be directed to send the letter of thanks expressing that.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Matters carried. We have to.
I move for adjournment.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
One other second.